Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
Caroline.
That Hill House will take on more tunes that are like this, or that you'll just continue sort of working them into the rotation?
The group totally so far has revolved around how each of us has such different writing styles, what that has brought to the group. So right now I think a lot of things kind of sound maybe a little mismatched with a general overlying sound that we have. But I think our ideas are kind of moving more into exploring pop and kind of jazz R&B influences with bluegrass instruments. Because we grew up all trad players in some aspect of our lives. I think we are interested in exploring beyond that. Still keeping to our roots, like we always say, but exploring is always good.
If I told you what I really think, would you lie so close? Spitting out the words I held for years, buried in my bones. You don't dare touch anything besides my body. Trying to see what you need to believe eye to eye, but you can't reach me. Made a bed of lies every night and we lay down. When you ask if I'm alright, I'll say I'm fine. You never see my doubts. Oh, I wish the truth could just unravel on my tongue, but I hate how I can't seem to speak up for myself. So tell me,
oh, how did I get
so comfortable. Oh, lying about my restless soul.
I have seen you performing with a lot of different kinds of players. Mm-hmm. It's kind of cool that you kind of want to have your own thing now.
Andy Brown.
I mean, I started playing upright when I was 20. I went to Berea College, and there they had a bluegrass band, but the bluegrass band was full, so I had the great opportunity of starting an old-time string band for the university. I was originally the guitar player for it, and like many string bands, our bass player quit like within the first week or so, and I really wanted this class to get off the ground because they gave a sophomore in college full reign of something, and that was their mistake, and I wanted to prove them wrong. I learned upright about then, and then I started getting gigs with it about a year or two later, and I got on the road when I was about 21 or so, doing my first bluegrass gigs with some decently known people. And then at that point, I had basically a pre-law degree. I graduated from Berea with an English degree, and I didn't go to law school, and I went to music school at Morehead State University, and I studied under Ruth McLean and Raymond McLean.
Yeah.
I was their burden for 2 years. And I felt really bad for them. I had a great time because I already had a bachelor's degree, so I got the great opportunity of just doing the music classes and hanging out and just really focusing in with no gen eds or nothing. It was phenomenal. It really cut the fat off my playing, and I was still touring and still traveling a lot. And as soon as I graduated, I pretty much hit the ground running. And the last, I'd say, 2 or 3 years, I've just been playing nonstop, you know, averaging like 150 shows a year. So it's fun.
That was kind of a whirlwind tour of your life of the last 5 years or so.
Angelina Baker lives on a village green. Should have married Angelina when I was 23. Angelina Baker, Angelina, I know. Should have married Angelina 20 years ago.
Ellie, tell folks about your musical background, going back as far as you remember.
Oh my gosh. I started playing classical viola at age 5. So I that's as far as I can remember right there.
Yeah, okay, well, that's pretty far back. So
yeah, my sister and I were both doing it. She played cello. She's 4 years older than I am, so the two of us were kind of in that. But then when we were choosing what we wanted to do, it ended up being viola. I wanted to play cello so bad, but they told me they don't make cellos small enough for you. And so they made me play viola. But I ended up loving it. I got my degree in viola.
You did classical music then as a young person, and all the way through high school, did you play in your public high school orchestra? And
yeah, my high school actually didn't have an orchestra. They only had band. So I actually That was in Oldham County High School. I actually played trombone for 6 years.
Played trombone?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if these guys actually knew that or not, but
they're going to want to work that into the set.
That would be pretty cool.
It would be cool. You guys will do that.
I still have it. Still
I know you will do that. All right, yeah. So,
that there may be a trombone in my car.
I think we need to stop right there. How do you not know if there's a trombone in your car, and how is it a
small
chance?
You never know with my car.
Never mind.
Hush, little baby, now please don't cry. Daddy got to go away for a while. I don't want to leave you, wish you could know it. You won't remember, you won't be sad. And barely born, there's years to be had. I'm not around, we'll be strangers every moment. So go ahead and hate me, if you're able. I'll accept it, I was unstable. And if I'm lucky, when you're older, you'll forgive me. Back drunk to an empty room, throw away the mail, another eviction notice. And I wish I could still see you, but that'd mean having to get off booze, and that takes time when you got my diagnosis. So go ahead and hate me, if you're able. I'll accept it, I wasn't stable. If I'm lucky, older, you'll forgive me and I'll be sober.
When you're older. get me, and I'll be so.
Isaac, tell folks about how music sort of came into your life.
Isaac May.
Cowan Creek is it's an old-time music school, and it's a camp, that takes place in June. It's a one-week-long camp, and it's to teach especially young people, but there's people from the ages of 8 to at least 80, mm-hmm. Learning the traditional Appalachian music, and they teach it in the old-school way. They teach it by ear. At the end, they have a square dance where everybody learns the true culture of that. The way we even ended up there was my family was camping in Florida on one of our strange excursions as a homeschooled, weird family. We're always that one. And my brother saw a fiddle player in Florida, thought that was pretty cool, and decided to get him a fiddle. And so as younger brothers do, we followed him around and pestered him to the music stores, and we would play around with the instruments. And both of my brothers and I all started playing music at the same time. And eventually my mother, we taught her how to play bass because we needed a bass player. Logistics, you know.
Your mother, Tina, who is here in the audience.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Looking at me judgingly and lovingly. And so from there, see, we were homeschooled. My dad was self-employed. That became our culture and our life. That instead of sports, we were out at festivals. We were, you know, playing random birthday parties. You know, we were, that just became the centerpiece of our lives. But yeah, so from there, it kind of took hold of my life in ways I never expected. And I thought about it recently, and the vast majority of people I know, I'd say at least 90%, are because of music, are directly because either I'm related to them, or I met them at a festival, or at an event, or someplace. There are very few people I know outside of the music culture, and it's a sort of a fascinating thing to think back on. And the majority of my life, that's what I've known, and so it's hard to imagine not being that.
Huh. What did you all do then?
It's not quite that sequence. It's a little bit strange. So through the homeschooling, my whole family uprooted from our Central Kentucky home and moved to Eastern Kentucky for 2 years because my older brothers decided they wanted to go to the Kentucky School of Bluegrass and Traditional Music. And I was a 13-year-old kid, and they let me sit in on classes. And so eventually I was actually able to graduate, I think, at 14 with a certificate in I forget what it was, with bluegrass music. I definitely learned a lot through that, hanging around pestering college-age kids. I'm sure I was a blast to be around. But also they had a recording program, and the criteria to graduate the recording program was you recorded 10 songs over the 2 years. Some students were kind of lazy, so they would make me record their songs for them. And that's how I started recording. And now, to this day, I still work in the audio-video industry. And I kind of started there, an idiot behind a soundboard with too much time on my hands.
Gonna turn the dial back about a quarter turn. Fire up the engines, watch the hours burn. Gonna stop and see an old friend on my way. I'm on a road trip looking for a better day. I can picture someplace in my mind. Not sure if it's a place or if it's a time. But I've got all the time in this old world. Think about it, there ain't no doubt about it. Do you ever wish you could go back and do it over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? Isn't quite what I thought. Best part of fishing, hidden about what you caught. I found that old place that I was searching for, but I'm too late to be happy anymore. Well, the sugar ain't as sweet as it used to seem. You know the girl ain't as pretty as as I see her in my dreams. But this old place reminds me of why I left. I guess it was for the best. Hell, I know it was. Do you ever wish you could go back and do it over again? Rewrite the story, come out with a different end. Do you ever wish there was something you could go back and say on a better day? On a better day.
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 We would like to thank Hill House for being with us this evening, and we also thank our volunteers for their help with our production each and every week. We give a very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media and the photography of Nick Lazaroff. Thank you all for listening to our broadcast, watching us on YouTube Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of Stations. Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, Public Radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. It's your chance to hear more great live Kentucky music from Red Barn Radio and WEKU.
And we also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share the treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available at eventbrite.com, Lexington.
Let's give it up for Hill House.
Touching me, touching.
touching you. Oh, oh, oh. Sweet Caroline. Bah, bah, bah. The times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
I'm very inclined.
Bah, bah, bah.
The times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
I've been inclined, ba ba ba, to believe they never would.
Keep going.
Sweet Caroline,
ba ba ba.
The times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
I've been inclined, ba ba ba, to believe they never would, but now I am.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Taylor, Andy, Isaac, and Ellie, Hill House, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU. Public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Thanks also to Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend on Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky. Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert with people to embrace opportunities, listen locally, and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment, online at accuprint.us. Support for Red Barn Radio also comes from LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. And Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Associate producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. The music for this episode was mixed by Adam Schettinger. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. WookoutAmerica.com. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. Performance times and dates are at RedBarnRadio.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.